Before we start the next sugya, I'd like to mention one more nekuda on the previous sugya. The Gemara had asked Akasha, the Rav Popper had learned pshat in the second Beraisa, that the second Beraisa is telling us, if he said, V'achal amid yoyim, it should be a oilo. If he did not say, me'achshav shlomim, it would become an oilo la'achal amid yoyim, and the Gemara asked pshita, and that the Gemara answered, the chiddush is, that even though he was chayza, afal pikein, it is chal la'achal amid yoyim. So the Gemara asked, well, that's already a shaila, if one can be chayzer, if he made kedushin lachalamed. There's one man, the Yoma, that holds that yochel achzaboy. So, why do we say over here, ain't a yochel achzaboy? So the Gemara answers, ochi shani damirosi legavoya kimsirosi lehedyet. So we had yesterday learned the Ran. The Ran says, a mechudish to kipshat. It's a mirosei, legvoye kimisirosei, me'achshov. It's keilu, like the kinyan was completed now, and the chaleis will be chal later, and therefore, there's a din maise, and le'osi dibur mevatel ma'ise. That is how the Ran learns pshat in the Gemara. I just like to mention the Pirush HaRosh. The Rosh says as follows by us. Hanicha l'man diyoma eina chayzeres, lukte d'Rab Yechon b'Reish Lakish b'Kaima, בחוס רבו מל ויש לא קשר מעין וחייזרס ורבי יחן לא נאמר חייזרס לא יקיד שעצמו בחוס רבו but מה, what is the din? ויש לא קשר מעין וחייזרס רבי יחן לא נאמר חייזרס so the shayla is according to רבי יחן why over here can't you have חרות שאני הוכה דמירוסי לגבויה כמסירוסי להדית V'chayiv l'kayim dvorov ki'ilu noda t'chsiv meitzis v'osecha tishmer v'leimotzi l'mehedabay. A very interesting Rosh. You have to know how everything is kolol in the Losh and HaGemore. Sayderan's pshat, Sayderosh's pshat, the Pesulchere is missing something from the Gemore. Zikechos min ha-seif, but al koponim, the Rosh says, that mitzat choshen mishpot could be choyzer la'achal amid you could be choyzer. No, you can't be choyzer because this is an eder mitzis v'sechot ishmer v'leimotzi l'mehedabay. So I just like to mention the machnafrayim and huchis nedorim. Simon Yud Beis is Ma'ira, so why didn't the Ran speak about this Nekude? And the Ran says, a whole lomda, she can't be choyza. Why didn't he mention the Nekude that it's also Larzaboy, als Moitzi Svosecho Tishmer? So the Machna Frayim says, are you say this to Chiluk? He says that the Ran held the whole musig of neder is, if I say agdishena, I'm going to be magdishit lachalamet. So that's a neder. But if I say yehei hegdish, so there's no neder on me to be magdish. I'm saying it should be hegdish lachalamet. And be'emison, he says it's a machlokes the Rambam and Ravid in this yesod. If a person says, Harei Zu, if there's a Harei Olai, we mentioned this in the beginning of the Masechta, The Rambam in Hilchis Mechire Perek Chaveis Halochet Hezvov says the same Yisod that the Rosh says. Im Omar Kol Ma Sheteilet Behemti Yiyeh Hegdish Afal Pi She'enei Miskadish Lefi She'enei Boilam. He can be Magdish Adov Shlei Boilam. So the Rambam learns in every Harezu, I'm saying it should be Hegdish. I was Magdishit. So Dovish Lai Veloilam, he can't be Magdishit. So the Rambam says, but in every Harezu, there's a Harei Olai also. So it's mutal on me to see that it should be Niskay. That is this Rosh. That is the Rosh. The Rosh says, I said, yeah, oila lacha lamed. I said it should be an oila. So the Rosh says, is a din kala yaitse mi piv yase. The Ran was chaylik on this. The Ran held that since he said, yeah, oila lacha lamed, there's no neder. I'm just making achalais hegdish. So, that's all what there is. And if there's din yachalachzebe, it's yachalachzebe. Let us start the next Gemara. Yosef Rav Ovin v'Rav Yitzchok v'Rebbi kamei de Rav Yirmiyeh v'kom enam nim Rav Yirmiyeh. And Rav Yirmiyeh, the Rebbe, seems he was tired, so he was dreaming a little bit. Yosef v'komri lebab, so they, no, the Rebbe Drimmel, so, but that doesn't mean that we have to Drimmel, so these two were talking and learning. So they said, V'yosvi v'komri lebar pade, da omram podom chayz reis v'koychayz. According to bar pade, that says, if I said, atse yiktzitzu, so that means that there should be a continuous Hegdish, that if I'll be Poided, should again become Kodesh. It's from Baal Pada, Tifshayt, the boy Rabbi Shaya. So we could be Poishit from Baal Pada, Rabbi Shaya, Shaila. Rabbi Shaya, Klerda, Shaila, Hanoisen, Shtei, Plutois, Leisha, Vo'omalo, Ba'achas, Iskachi, Lihayoin, he gave her two plutas. He's making two Maisa Kedushins. One Maisa Kedushin is now, and the other one should be Chal after. I give you a get. We should be married again. So Rabbi Shaya had a Shaila. If it works, if the second Kedushin is Chal. So L'chayre, that's Baal Pada. But Pada said, you could be Magdish Nitiyas that will become mine after I'll be paid to them. So, Chinami, the Havi Kiddush. So, Lechaycha, we can be patient from Baal Pada that it'll be Kiddush. Isa Abuhu Rabbi Yirmiyeh. In the meantime, Rabbi Yirmiyeh woke up. Omar Lohu, so he told them, Maika Medamisun, Podon hu le podon acherim. Why are you comparing? How could you compare podon hu le podon acherim? Hochi omar Rav Yochanan, podon hu chayz reis ukedushes. If he was poided, it's chayz reis ukedushes. Podum acherim. If others were poided, and then they gave it to him, ein chayzris v'kedushes, v'isha kipodua acherim domi. So an isha is equivalent to podua acherim, so therefore you cannot compare these two cases. It manami omarabami omarab yechinen leishonoi elosha podon hu, now, before we learn the Ran, I would like to say over a pshat in our Gemara from the Keren Eire, and then we will see the Ran. The Ran did not learn like the Keren Eire. the Keren Eure has a Moiridike Kasha. And Bemison, this Kasha is built on a Gemara in Kedushin. We have a klal, there's a machlikis, or the maktadova shaloi beloi lom. Ain't no the maktadova shaloi beloi lom. The Gemara says in Kedushin, I feel ain't no the maktadova shaloi beloi lom, but if it's biyodoi, so there's a din of dova shaloi lom. For example, the Gemara says that, let's say a person has Peiris Tlushim and Peiris Mechuborim. And he wants to be Mafrish Trume, everything is Tevel, nothing, he wasn't Mafrish anything, he wants to be Mafrish Trume from the Tlushim and the Mechuborim. Now, the Mechuborim, nothing will happen to the Mechuborim now because it's still Mechuber. So he says, when we'll become Tolush, so this should be Trume and the Tvur, which is now Mechubah. So the Gemara says, since it's Biyodai L'Tolshoi, so there's no problem of Dover Shaloi B'loi Lom, and I can do it. So I can say that this should be Trume, and that, since it's Biyodai L'Tolshoi, it's not called a Dover Shaloi B'loi Lom. Biyodai takes off the Chesaron of Loi B'loi Lom. Zuk the Karanayra. Now let's forget about Baal Pater. Let's talk about a case that a person was he was Magdish before. He was Magdish is Netiyus. Should be once Kodesh. Now it's Kodesh already, and they'll come and say that when I'll be paid these Netiyas, now it's Hegdish. When I'll be paid these Netiyas, I want it to become Kodesh again. So, what is he doing? He's making Hegdish Netiyas, which are Bashar Husham, not his. That's Chedov Shleba Loila. But it's Biyodi to be paid to them. So Memele, so since he's making it, he's saying when I'll be poided, it should become Kodesh. And it's biyodai to make it Kodesh. So Memele, so you can do it. There's no son of Dover Shlomo Loilo. So Baal Pater did not say big things. Let's push it. It's not called a Dover Shlomo Loilo. Now let's speak about a person is married to Anisha. Let's transfer the same case. A person is married to Anisha. And he says, when I'll give you a get, I want to marry you again. No, is it biyodai to make this matzah? It's biyodai to give a get, but it's not biyodai that she should want to get married. It means he can't marry her. This is not biyodai. He can give her a gift, but that's, so here we're speaking about something that's not biyodai to do. So therefore, you can't do such a thing. So what was the comparison? Zivik the Keranayra. What was the comparison of Rabbi Shai's din to Baal Pater? Baal Pater is a poshet to din. Baal Pater didn't say chidushin. Baal Pater said, "Fakel, since it's biyodai livdai solagdish, so he can do it. Masha ain kain, since it's not biyodai legarish lekadish, so he can't do it. So what's the comparison?" Zik the ker, that was the kerneiros kash. He says, "Oh, that's the teretz of the Gemara." The Gemara says that's like kepodum acherim. That's what the Gemara means to say. If someone else will be poided, so then it's not biyodi anymore to be magdishit. So the same thing, Rabbi Shai is like kepodum acherim domi, that it's not biyodi to be mekadisha. That is what the Keren Eure says. Now, let us see the Ran. The Ran did not learn like this. Now, let us see the Ran. The Ran did not learn like the Keren Ayre. We'll see soon how the Achrayin improved from the Ran. But let us first see how the Ran learned Pshat in the Gemara. Tifshayt deboi Rav Yishaya ochena meida v'kedushin. V'chiyechi da'oma b'masnissen she'yocher lahagdish netiyei salolo la'acher she'yiftu. It could be magdish these netiyes after they'll be nifte. V'chay le'kedusha layu and his hegdish is chal that he had made then. Even though he wasn't magdish them after the pinyin, he was magdish now that the egdish should be chal after the pinyin. Ochinami chayli kedushi ki omar la'acha she'agarshech. So the same thing. If he said when he was first makadish, he said la'acha she'agarshech. Afal pi sha'acher she'girsho lo'ichos avikitsho, but the previous kedushin should help. So they told him, it's no tzushtel. Lo'ishonu elo she'podam hu. So the Ran says, the kivin, the podam hu, hu lo'ilom, La yotzu nitiyais halolu mershus hegdish oy mershusoy. By podon hu, so these nitiyas never went out from rishus hegdish, or his rishus. It was a closed circuit, it was either hegdish's or his. Dinu sheye chayzreis ukdushis. So that's why it's chayzreis ukdushis. Avol podam achere. But if others were poide, afilu hichnisum achal kain l'rshusoy. Even though later they gave it back to him, ein chayzreis ukdushis, lefi shemiyad shepodum acherem, as soon as it was podum acherem, nistalik rishus bailam harishayinim ahem. So the rishus of the Bailam Rishonim was nostalgic. V'kivin da'i shaita i'efsha lehegdesh ayochel aleim. So in this zman, it's impossible for the hegdesh to be chal, because he's not a Bailam on it at the present time. Boso shaito nami, so afterwards, Shehichnisam acherem l'shusoy, even though later they'll give it back to him, loichayle. So let us go backwards and try to figure out the svore, what the Ran is saying. Let's go to podon acherem, and then we'll try to explain if he himself was paid it. The Ran says, by podon acherem nistalik rishus bailam harishayinim ahem. That means like this. He was, let's be megashim dinyan, he was magdish these netiyas reish chaydish nisim. Reish chaydish ir was podon acherem. And he got it back reish chaydish sivan. Now the shaila is it hegdish reish chaydish sivan? That would be, that according to his hegdish, when he gets it back, it should become kodesh. He got it back reish chaydish sivan. When he was magdish it, it wasn't his reshus. When we want the hegdish to be chal, it's also in his reshus. But there was a time in between that what nistalka rishus I may have. He efshir lehegdish sheyochel aleim. So the Bichas Avrom says that pshat is that the dibur that was made reshchaydish nisan, since there was a tkufe whole chaydish year that it wasn't shayach to accomplish anything, because whole chaydishiyah was not in his rishus, nistalke rishus emehem, so the dibur becomes bottle. That means the dibur is only kayim kozman, it's b'shusoy. So then it could be, again, it could be niskay. But if it was nistalke rishus emehem, chaydishiyah, he wasn't a bailman at all, so this dibur had no koyach whatsoever at that time, so it becomes bottle. So it doesn't become chayze v'niyah, reish chaydish sivin. Fine. Now, I had a shtickle hergish from the loshen of the Ran, shemiyad shepodu macherim nistalku rishus bailem or rishoynim mehem. As soon as Podom Acherim, Al Koponim, the Ran says, what is the Chesorin? The Chesorin is because in this Tkufa was Nistalek Rishus Bailam Rishonim Mehem. So I hear a Kasha, and when it's by Hegdish, it's not Nistalek Rishus Bailam Rishonim Mehem. I mean, what is the difference between Podom Acherim and when it's Hegdish? That means the Ran tells us the calamity is because when it was Podim Acherim Nistalku Rishus Bailam Rishonim Mehem. So since it was Nistalik is Rishus, so whatever he had done fizzles out, becomes bottle. But as soon as it became Agdish, it's also Nistalku Rishus Bailam. What's the difference between when it became Hegdish and Podim Acherim? So mir dachsach, that is a moiradike chilik, that by hegdish is not nistalek rishus bailam mehem, it still is. And by podom acherim, then it's nistalek rishus bailam mehem. And I had two rayas to this yesot. Rashi in Sukkah daf Memamed Beis. So Rashi explains a Gemara that Kodesh is Nischalu bein derech Mekach bein derech Chilu. That means there are two ways that Kedusha could go off, derech Mekach and derech Chilu. So Rashi says, what are these two ways? Upodo be'elkecho v'yosaf chamishisi olo, chamishisi olo, harei chilu, v'im lo yigoel v'nimkar be'elkecho harei mekach. So Rashi brings, what are these two psukim? The first pasuk is, when the bailim, that's a pidyon, that's derech chilu. That's not mekach. That nimkar, it doesn't say nimkar. It says, upodo b'yarkecha, that's pidyon. V'yosav chamisho seyolo. Arei chilu. V'im lo yigoyl, that's called geula. V'im lo yigoyl, v'nimkar b'yarkecha. So it seems that napshat is that when a bailam is magdish, it's hegdish is now, I'll purchase it, you'll purchase it, if the bailam purchases it, so then it's to be myself a chaymish. No. By the bailam, it's pidyon, it's chilu, it's not acquiring. It's pidyon v'chilu. By someone else, it's called v'nimkar v'kech. I found the Beis Halevi brings a Taisvis and Tmura, and that's me from this Taisvis we see Moiradik this Yisod. Taisvis and Tmura, that Chavzayin Omed Beis says as follows. Balabayis hapoide hegdish aloi. Vabalabos is poide his hegdish. Ki hay gavna oma shmuel de mechulol al poches mishavyei. There's a moira de kememra of shmuel shove mone shechila lo yal shove plute is mechulol. So that's speaking about if the balabos was poide his hegdish. So then you don't look at shavyes. Shove mone shechila lo shove plute is podui. Avol gizbor hamoicher hegdish, but if the gizbor is selling it to someone else, tzorich gimul oyu, then you have to make haroche, then you have to figure out, you need a bezdin of gimul oyu to figure out the shavyes of the dover that's being nimka, and if there's no gimul oyu, it's not chal. Minatayre, it's not chal, you need gimul oyu. So Lechayre from Taisvis also we see that there's a Mordek Echilik between by the Bailim, and that's Lechayre Din. This is a Pshah, I'm not buying it from you, I'm redeeming it, I'm Poide, I'm taking off the Kedusha. But in Bailis, I'm called a Bailim. And Rabbi Keveger on this Taisvis, Gilyan Ashas and Tmure, Tzeichen Tzu Aturei Evan Ba'abnei Shoyim and Mesechtes Megillah. The Turei Evan says, Abir and Toysvitz. So the Turei Evan says, Kivin the Nisholim Al Hekdeshes, a person is Magdish something, so it's Nisholim Al Hekdeshes, Hilkach habaylim hoyel ubiyodom lishel akati lo yotzu mirshusam uchedit hudomi. As I look to the heaven, lo yotzu mirshusam uchedit hudomi. This is called, since it's beyond the lishel, it's called it's his. Lo yotzu mirshusam. This is what the Ran also held. So Mamele, a person who's Magdish something, the Hegdish only has a Kiyum and Achshivas, calls man, it's Bershusai. So Mamele, so Bishasa was Magdish at Bershusai, the whole time it was Bershusai. And when I pointed, it's Nachamo Bershusai, then the Hegdish helps. If we have a time span in between that Yotzusam Bershusai, Podom Acherim, finished. So the whole Maisa Hegdish becomes bottle. I think this is Pshat and Rav. Yeah. Now let's see further. V'isha nami kipodu acherim domi lefi shemiyat shenizgarsho, because the minute she's giget yoytzeis mershus habal lershuso, that means she's no more bershusoy anymore. V'ein kedushin cholin alef, she can't make kedushin on her because she's not bershusay anymore. V'koshali, so now this is a moiridike famous Ran. So the Ran says, Adarabe, isha lepodon hudomye. So the Ran says, no, isha is mamish like podon hu, not podon acher. Shekishem shenetiyes halolu, lefi she'enon yoytzeis mershus hegdish oy mershusoy, motzi lagdishinu. That means, why can he be magdish? Because it's either by hegdish or by him. So that means the mice hegdish that he made, it's keseida mershusoy. So mameli can make it. La'ache sheyivdu, kach ishazu, kibin she'eino yoitza mershusa baal oy mershusa atzmo, בדינו שתהיה חילה להסקדש מיית אפילו לאחר שתסגרש. פרק תרן, we said this along this, that the hekdish is chal because it's a closed circuit. It's either it's b'shus hekdish or b'shusai, some emele. So therefore, he was always a bailam lahagdish. It's always called b'shusai to be magdish. Frekteran, so let's look at it on the woman's point of view. That means she was always b'shusai to marry herself off to him. When she's married, she's like, that's also called she's b'shusai to marry herself to him, she's married to him. And when she's giget, she's also b'shus atzma to marry herself off to him. So memele, we have the same closed circuit over here. By, this is mamash like Padu Machayim. That means the Ram says that a person who's Magdish Netiyas and he gets them back is similar to Anisha who's Makadish herself and gets herself back. It's mamash the same thing. She's masking to marry herself off again. So Mimele, it's mamash the same thing. And from this we see that the Ran did not learn at all like the Keren Eure. According to the Keren Eure, the Kasha finds sich nicht on. That means the Keren Eure learned Pshat and Argemore, that it's Biyodai. That means when it was Hegdish, it was Biyodai Livdoi Sei Lekatshoi. So when she's married, it's not Biyodai to get Keget, to marry herself off again. So he didn't, the Ran Bechlau did not learn als the Keren Eures Pshat. The Ran learned a Goran under a Pshat. That means that if there was a constant matziv of, there was no stira of being able to be Magdish, or there's no stira of being able to be Mekadish herself, So that's called like Poda Datsmoy. So Mamela Frekteran, let's look at it by the Isha's point of view. Mitzad the Isha, so either when she's Nizgarish, so she's Bushus Atzma to marry herself off. And when she's married, then Baisis has also no stira to the Indian of Kedushin. So it's like Poda Natsma. Ishazu kibin shayne yoitzis mishus abal, oi mishus atzma, it's one of the two. Bidinu shete yechoylo liskadish ma'ato, afula lachish et izgadish. V'nichali, so the Ran says on this kash, amoyro deki yesod. The imotzi isha lekadish atzmo leish. If a woman could marry herself off to a man, achinami. Then I have a moiradike kasha. Aviyehi dumye de magdish netiyes mamish. It's mamish the same thing. Just like he's magdish netiyes, she can be magdish herself. Elokivin shatoira omro ki yikach ish isho, vloi omro ki si lokach isho le ish. The posik said he has to take her and that she should be taken to him. Loi kol heimeno shetach mis atzmo lushus abal. She can't be machnis herself to shus abal. She is not the machnis. The Amra he hareini mu'ureses loch. She'll have a chelik in the Kedushin. He'll give her the money and she'll say hareini mu'ureses loch. Ein bidvoreo mamish. So that's not Kedushin. He has to make the Kedushin. Ki yikach ish isha. He has to make the Kedushin. She cannot be mekadish herself to him. Ella, what does she do?
Mikivin shehi maskemes l'kedusha yoish, or that she agrees to be married to him, he mevateles daito uretzoino umashvi navsha etzel abal kedovor shel hefker v'abal machniso l'rshusoy. That is kedusha. Kedusha is, seems that it starts off with a bittul, Mistoma, that's the whole union of Kedushin. That she's mevatel, daitoy lebailo. That means like this, she could be ma'akiv, that you can't take me. So no, she's mevatel daito, she's mafker atzmo, and fakelt, so she's permitting the Baal to make a kinyan in her. Va'abal machniso l'rshusoy. Ilkoch einon adonim b'kdushin mitzad ha'isha elo mitzad ha'bal. So we can't look, we cannot look at her like, by her it was, it's like podon atzmon. Because it is not she that is making the kinyan kedushin, the kich of kedushin, he is doing it, and by him there's a zman that's kipodon acherim domi. There's a zman when she's not in his rishus anymore. After he gives her the get, so she's not in his rishus to marry her off. So therefore, the previous dibur cannot be chal. So it's like podon acherim. In mishem hochi loy motzina lemifshel gabi kedushin dechaylo mipodon hu. We cannot compare kedushin to podon hu. The loy domye uchidachesivne. So the Ran says mipodon acherim nami lemotzina lemifshel. Now the Ran says we cannot compare this to podom acherim either. The loy chayli. He says, we have a chloridin. Podom acherim is not chal. Mishlom loy domi nami ligamri. This is also not similar to podom acherim. The hocho he isha gamkei machneses atzmo l'rshusay b'miktsas dikeli demuyei l'podonu.
Now, what does the Ran say now?
So now the Ran says, this is a little bit like Podon Hu. Now, why is it like Podon Hu? So Bemison, the Ran is saying, what does she do? She's mafker herself, she's mevatel daito lebailo. So Memele, by the first Kedushin, we had a ceremony. It was a double ring ceremony. He's giving her two rings, one for now, one from after the Geirish. So a koponim, but what occurred by this ceremony? He said, one ring, Areet Mekodeshes, that she should be his wife now. And the second ring he gave her, that she should be his wife after he gives her a get. Fine. And she was maskim on both. She's maskim on both. She's maskim on this kedush. She's maskim on the second kedush. And he's making both. So the Ran is saying, so if I have her haskome on both, so memele, so now, he could be Mekadisha a second time. So she's in his Rishus to be Mekadisha. So it's like Podon Hu. That means I'm making Kedushin for Asman when you'll be in my Rishus that I should be Mekadisha because she's Maskim. So it's like Podon Hu. So now the problem is, so it's like Podon Hu. So what happened now? It's first, we so beautifully explaining it's like Podon Acherim. Because when he gives her the get, so then she's not in his reshus anymore, so he can't make kiddushin on the isha that's not in his reshus. And then he says, no, it's like padanu, because she was machnis herself for the second kiddushin. V'ikele demuye, the hoch isha gam ke machneses atzma lo shuse b'mitzas. V'ikele demuye le padanu. So I saw in Bichas Avrom, so the Bichas Avrom says, so it's good. So take a pot on who? My chosaka. Mitzido, she was mevatel her das for both kedushins. And since that occurred, so now it's birshusoi to be mekadisha for both kedushins. It was never yotzisom birshusoi. Perhaps pshat is because it's not called that she's boshusoi because she can always be chayza. We had before. If you make kedushin lachalam, it can always be chayza. So lemaisa, her haskome, her bittel, we cannot say that's like podon hu. It's not pshat that she's boshusoi. That you could be mekadish, he could be mekadish already, since I have her askoma. You have her askoma? You have a commitment which can be in this battle. It's not called like she's bershusoi, therefore you can make already a second kedusha. She gave a commitment, she can be chayza from the commitment. It's not podon acherim, it's not podon who, it's epis in between. Could be, this is pshat nrad. Fine. So bekitza, now we understand Rabbi Yirmiyeh explained ba'pade. Ba'pade is, it was always b'rshusoi. So since it was always b'rshusoi, now, lachashe yivde. So therefore he could be magdishit. Lacha sheyifte. In the boy of Rabbi Shaya, Anoishin shtei prutis lisha, vamola bachas iskachili ayoim, bachas iskachili lacha shegal sheikh. That already is not similar to podom hu, it's, so therefore we cannot be poishit that from Ba'pad. So now the Rashba said, the Nehei the Ba'ayin lo yivshit tohoche. That's right. You cannot be poishit from Ba'apadah. And for lohoche ike lemifshita. But I have another Gemara that we could be poishit it. With the Oma b'ksuz b'spepeh kafo p'yek basra de mechil tinami. Is the Omri Holei Damye, and this is a Gemara further from Rab Eila, a member of Rab Eila. Lo oima lechaveroi, sode zu shani moicha lecho, the shekochena mimcha tigdoish de kocha. A moiridiki Gemara. Here we have words that a person, Reuven, is selling a karka to Shimon. And he says, this kake that I'm selling to you, when I'll repurchase it from you, it's going to be a magdishit. I'm making it hegdish. And it helps. It works. So what do we see from Rab Eilo? That even though there's a span, when he said this, it was Boshusay. When he said this whole thing. When the Hegdish will be Chal, it'll also be Bershusoi. But there's a span of time in between when it's Yotzesom Bershusoi, for sure. Fa'afal Pikein, that's no Chesorah. If when the Maisi Kinyan was made, the Maisi Hegdish was made, it was then Bershusoi. And when the Chalois Hegdish will be Chal, it will then also be Bershusoi. So that's Svorah that we had said that even though in the middle there's a span of time that Yotzesom Moshusoi, it should become it becomes bottle. That's what we understood. So whatever he had created becomes bottle because it's just a mishusa. And nechtik etog, it doesn't become bottle. Enough in the Gemara writer. So memele. So that's the same thing in Rav Yishaya's case. If a person will give an isha, give a isha a second pluta, that she should become a kudish to him after he'll give her a get. And later she'll be maskim. I mean, later she'll become bushusoi. So even though there was a zman when she wasn't bushusoi after the get, that doesn't matter as long as Vishas, the Kedushin, she was Bushusa, they should be Mekadisha, and Vishas, the Chalois of the second Kedushin, so that's sufficient. Ochinami Gabi Isha, Hoyul Vuhu Yochel Lekacha Achsho, Yochelu Lekacha Gamken Laachasma. Yeah. Now, it's a shod. The Ran did not bring down the complete Rashba. The Rashba just says a yesod that we see it's good as long as Bishas the Maisa Hegdish it's Bershusai. Bishas the Chalois Hegdish it's Bershusai. The in-between doesn't bother. So what did he do with our Gemara? We have enough in the Gemara. Podom Acherim. Podom Acherim, it's no good, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Klo, that if I was Magdish, the Netiyas, after it'll come into my Rishus, if it was Podom Acherim, and then it came into my Rishus, it's no good. I mean, the Rashba was pushing Rabbi Shaya from a Gemara further, and what's with our Gemara? Our Gemara is a steer to the soul you saw. Podom Acherim is the same thing. When he was Magdish, it was Bershusai. When he'll get it back, it'll also be Bershus. And in between, it's just for some Bershus. Zok Tehele Kerashbe Ein Ochanami. 100%. Sure, they bet the Pada Bachay. A Bahadish Maitanami. This is the Loshna Rashbe. Ilo Oma. If this person would have said, Nitiya is Halolu Kolbin. Atshe Yiktetsu. Vafilu yivdu macherim ve'ekhe mehem likatsu. It speak out rochel bitchaktane. I magdish is nizdetiyas that afilu someone else will be poyed to them and I'll get them back. I want it to become kodesh. Fadi katsu. So sicha kodesh. What's wrong? Mishas tehegdish was bushus. Mishas tehegdish. The mice hegdish was bushusai. Mishas tehegdish hegdish was bushusai. So I the Gemara says Netazoi, Ella the Hoche Kimun the Loi Omar, and Namishni didn't say this whole Megillah. He said, Elo Netiyais Alolu Kolbin Ache Yitzitzu. Loi Mashme Elo Kozman the Leilesi Ache Velifsike. Because she ktoishim atche yiktsu kloima shetimshach dushosom at ktsise. Al medavkik shepodamu shenem yoitsis megdeshem klau, the shepodam choisris vekoitsis miyad. Oma behedje filu shekrenu miyad apoidem kotsu. Zok the Rashba, that what they said, that Podom Acherim is not Kodesh because he didn't mean to be Magdish. He wanted to make a constant Hegdish. Ad sheyiktzitzu. That means till these Netiyas will be cut, it will be Kesei the Hegdish. That means I'll be paid, I'll be Hegdish, paid in Hegdish. That's called it to be a constant Hegdish. So the Rashba is telling us Pshat, Anupshat and Podom Acherim. That means from the Gemara he found in the end of Masechtas Nedarim, we find this Bechlau no Chesoron whatsoever. If it was Yotzeso Mirshusoi from the Hegdish to the Chalais Hegdish. So Al Kochach Podem Acherim is a different chesaron. He didn't have intentions to. He only wanted to make a constant Hegdish. That was his tonight. That was his chaybis. Ache yiktitzu, it should be a continuous Hegdish. But if there'll be a hefsek in between, so then by him there's no inyan. That when he'll get into his rishus, that it should become kodesh. As long as it's not a continuous hegdish. V'chiteime, im kein alai mai pashtina lo meosam, frek der Rashbe, so, meine, a gemore, we have a boy, Rabbi Shai is a boy. The Rashbe found the gemore, I mean. Why didn't the gemore find this gemore? This is a member of Rabbeila. Rabbi Yirmiyah Yodala. Rabbi Yirmiyah did not this member of Rabbeila. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said that, so from here there's no proof. From Bapad there is no proof. Mishimochi mi boile. Dileimotzi le mivshite mi masnisin or mi masnisin. That means Rabbi Yirmiyah only knew Bereises and Mishnayis. This member of Rabbeila he didn't know. So without knowing of Rabbeila, you can't prove it from Bapad either. V'chein nire das Rambam zal. The Rambam also held like the Rashba. Shekos av the Mekudeshes. The Rambam atechet poishet given Rabbi Shai Yishayla. Mash me the poishet leimayehi. Hilkach. Ki omar hoche, now he brings down the Rash, but the podum acherim ein choizlois and miskachos. That what our Gemara says, that podum acherim ein choizlois and miskachos, that's if he said stam ache yitzitzu, so it means a continuous hegdish. But im hisne bishas a hegdish, she yochel olom im tovoi liyad ache vikichenu mimenu, but if he'll speak out, whenever it will come into my rishus, I want Hegdish to bechal, mahani, avol kol heiched de lo yasni, but if he did not speak this out, afil bolo yode acher, kach einu kedush, kivin davsaka acher, and he wanted a continuous Hegdish. Eilu dvorov zal. So the Rashba was poishit Rabbi Shai Yisofi. This is the Rashba. Zok deran ve'einam noichem etzli. I wish to differ with the Rashbe. The Rashbe otzugestalt Rabbeile to Rab Eishaye, and I think Rabbeile is different than Rab Eishaye. The shani hosam b'drabeile. Shebiyodoi lakdisha achshav. That means that case, he had a field. He could be magdishit now. He says, I'm magdishit when I'll repurchase it from you. Vikivin shebiyodoi lakdisha achshav. Yochelu gamkein lakdisha laachazman. So it can be magdish lachazman. Lefisha oisoi hegdish atzmoi shu magdish laachazman. This hegdish that he's magdish laachazman af mei achshav hu yochel lahagdisha. He could be magdish it now also. It's mine now. So, just like now I could be magdishit, so I could be magdishit for that zman. Since I'm a bailum now to be magdishit, it's mine now, I could be magdishit la'achazman. Masha'en kein, b'netiyes, u'bekidushe isha, sha'oiso kidusho shniyo, the second kedusha he efshelo shetochel achsho, this he cannot make now. Shekivin shehu matfis bahen kedusha rishayne, he efshelo oiso kedusha shniya lochel achsho. Bekivin shekein ikele meima, lache shonami deine lache ptiye begerishin loichaylo. Kein nire li. We have to understand klo what the Ran is chaylik on the Rashbe. But the Ran seems to be saying, the minute that he's, let's talk about kedushin. He's making two kedushins. The minute he made a first kedushin, so he's now not bekoyach anymore to make a second kedushin. There's a double ring ceremony. He's giving a one ring for the kedushin now, and another ring for the kedushin l'achash agar sheikh. When he gives her the second ring, he can't make kedushin now anymore. She's married. So memele, so he's making kedushin la'achash agar sheikh in a zman when he's not bekoich to marry her off now. And the same thing by hegdish. That means I'm making a hegdish after it's hegdish. It should be now hegdish, and it should be hegdish after I'll be poided. So the minute it's now hegdish, I'm alav bar hegdish. I can't be magdishit anymore. Now I can't be magdishit anymore. So the second kedusha, what I'm making, the second kedusha, what I'm making, b'shas when I'm making it, I can't make it now. Bishloime, by the case of Mecca, when I'm making now this kedusha, I could have made it right now. So I said, instead it should be chal now, it should be chal later. So, but this kedusha, this hegdish I could have made now. So I'm saying, make him get later. But here, there's a two-ring ceremony, that means this is the second ring. By the second ring, he can't make it anymore now. She's married. So this can only, so it's no dimyan. It's no dimyan to Rav Ela's case. That is what the Ran is saying. Zot the Mishnah weiter, Hanoider mi Yerdei Hayom. A person made a neder from Yerdei Hayom. Mutter be Yoishvei Hayabosha. So he made a neder from Yerdei Hayom. These are people who Yerdei Hayom. So he's Mutter be Yoishvei Hayabosha. Mi Yoishvei Hayabosha. What if he made an neder from Yeshua Yabosha? Osor mi Yordei Yom. Then he's not to have a no from Yordei Hayam also. She Yordei Hayam b'chlal Yeshua Yabosha. Yordei Yom is also nichlon Yeshua Yabosha. We'll see later, the Gemara says, because the Yordei Yom are also Yeshua Yabosha. Eventually they come back to the Yabosha. So that everyone falls into the category of Yeshve Yaboshe, but not everyone falls into the category of Yerdei Hayom. Now the Mishnah says further, Loi ke'elu shaholchem me'ako liyafu, alabemishe dalke leforish. Now we'll see exactly what this means in the Gemara. Now let us see the Ran. Mutter b'yeshve hayaboshe, Ba'oison she'ein regilim liyois yerdei hayom banias. Those who are not yerdei hayom, he said yerdei hayom. Biyois ve'yabosha also biyerdei hayom. Afilo imachshav biyam she'soifon lalois liyabosha k'de meforish taime b'gmor. That means yerdei hayom are also called yois ve'yabosha because they're not always on the yam. They eventually come back to the yabosha. V'loi ke'elu ahilchem e'ako le'yafu meforish b'gmore heichekoi. What is this going on? Rav Pope v'Rav Ache v'Rei d'Ravike. Chad masni areshe v'chad masni aseife. That what it says, loy ka'ilu shahulcha me'ako liyafu, so zomach leikis. One says this is going on the reshe, and one says this is going on the seife, and there's a gewaldik and afkamina l'aloch. Man de toni areshe masni hochi. Hanoide miyorde hayom. Mutter b'yeshve yabosha. If you know the b'yerde yom, you mutter b'yeshve yabosha. Ho b'yerde hayom osa, but yerde hayom yeshve mos yomut. Yerde hayom yosa. V'loi ke'elu ahulchem mi'ako li'afu, v'halin yeshve yabosha ninu, alamisha dalka l'forish. So now it's going on the reisha. We said a person is noide mi'yerde hayom is osir, it seems, b'yordei ayom, yeshi yabosh is muta, what's called yordei ayom? Not from akul to yafu, that's not called yordei ayom. Al shadakim lafarish, go for a big journey, that's called yordei ayom. Uman de masni aseife, masni hochi. Hanoidel me yeshi yabosh, oi osir b'yordei ayom. So which Yerdi Ayom are you also? Not only are you also to the Akul Yaf, they're called Yoshve Yabosh, because Akul Yaf, it's only a 2 hour journey, so Mamela, that's why they're called Yoshve Yabosh. The Philip person makes a 6 month journey on the Yam is Hoyubasaifili Abosha's Halak. So we hear the Anafkamina, if it's going on the Reish, it's going on the Sefer. If it's going on the Reish, it's coming Lohokul. It's coming to tell us that which year the Hayam are also only those who Dark and Lohorish. Those who go me'akel yafu, they are not us. So it's coming lahokul. If we learn it's going on the sefer, it's coming lahachmer. That when do we say not only is me'akel yafu considered yoshve yabosha, no, even a person who journeys for 6 months is also considered yoshve yabosha. That's what we're saying. It's coming to say chumris, not kulis. Now let us see the Ran. We'll skip over in between. He's going on another Mishnayis. Chad toni lo areishe lohodis nan loykeilu ahilchem me'akol liyafu. The svirulei da areishe koi ulekule. It's going on the reishen. It's going lekule. That yode ayom are only those who make long journeys. The whole in yeshve yaboshaninu. Mishumahu pute. Ta'ina ma'akim liyakuv shen krovim zel azel miklu yerdeyom. This is not called yerdeyayom. These are called yeshve yabosh. V'cha toni lo aseife ulechumre. Afilu mi shedarke leforish bechlal yeshve yabosh. Bechainami, so according to the second shot, afilo ahilchim me'akol yafu b'chal yerdi hayom b'dele pirish midi areisha. That means if there was no explanation said on the reisha who's called yerdi hayom, so everyone is nichol on yerdi hayom. He's just telling us that Balkan Laforish is nichol on yeshve yabosh also, but yerdi hayom, everyone is called yerdi hayom. The Kaimelon came out the Masula Seifa Lechumun. Because of Arash Bezal, the Mestava, the Enei also Bekel Mishayorat Pamachas Me'akul Yafu, Elabemisha Rogil Leireit Shom Todir. Yodei Hayom, it's a Loshen Hoive, Al Kaponim, not once. Inami b'misho yeyered b'shas nidroi me'akol yafu. Or maybe, that's also nichlal. Yerdei ayom means the one who's going right now, me'akol yafu, that's also called yerdei ayom. But if a person went 10 years ago, and then never he stepped foot on a ship, that's not called Yerdei Ayom. Look for Rashba. Ubi Rishalmi Iboyilu. Now, the Rishalmi cleared interesante shayla. Hanoider mi Yerdei Ayom la'achar shloishim yoy. I'm making a neder. It should not be chal now. It should be chal in 30 days. I'm making a neder from Yerdei Ayom. Klarte Yishalmi, v'koidim shloishim yoyim, nasvu yesh ve'yabosh. That means we had a person barrel. V'shas, when I made the neder, this barrel was a full-fledged sailor. He was mi Yerdei Ayom. That's when I made the neder. But 25 days later, he retired. He's not going to go into a ship again. So when the neder is chal, so this barrel is miyosh ve'yabosha. Bishas the neder was, he made the neder, he was Yerdei Ayom. Bishas the neder is chal, he's ayosh ve'yabosha. Klarti Yerushal miyashayla, I boso shas amires hanoyder ozlina. Digo b'shas amire, v'hash de Yerdei Ayom. Now, barrel is Yerdei Ayom. Oy bosa chaloy sa neder azlina, davolo yesh v'yemosh v'yemutapa. Shaila. So the Yerushalmi, a hakir in Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is toiler this in a machlekes tanoy. The toli lay beplukted Rabbi Shmuel the Rabbi Kive, the pligi perik basra the mechil. A woman said that she's going to become a nozer after she gets married. And then she got married. Rabbi Shmuel Sova, the bosel chalois haneder ozlina. Does he have a koyach hafore? So Rabbi Shmuel says that you go bosel the chalois haneder. Ubal meifa, it was chal after the marriage. Rabbi Kiva Sova, the Boso Shas Amiras Lina. Veina Bal Meifa Bekoidme. So it can't be Meifa, because the nether was made before. It can only be Meifa, a nether that was made by Shusa. Vekaim along, Rabbi Kiva, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva. Some Meile, we look at the Shas Asiyas Haneda, not the Shas Chaleis Haneda. Hilkach, also, boys on shame achshav yerdei yom. Now, the Yerushalmi is toile, the shayle, this machlekes tanoi. Af al pi shebishas chalois nas v'yosh v'yaboshe, the boso hashtos lin, you go boso hashtos, bishas nesis another. Uma Yerushalmi ikile mifshet bami heiche bahave ibche, that he was then a yosh ve'yabosh, and later became a yerdei ayom, so be awesome. Le'peire, so you go bosa hashte. Avol nirli shena din came, yisba bepeg basra de mechiltan besiyate dishmai. Now I saw Rav Shmuel frekta kashe on this Yerushalmi. They said, I versteht nicht die Yerushalmi. He said, doesn't understand. He says, let's analyze. We have here two shaylas. We have here a Yerushalmi is a shayla, yebe a machlekes tanoi. So he says, the Yerushalmi shayla is, in oimidas, what does a person mean? If a person is making a nether now, that should be chal 30 days, and the nether is on Yerdei Ayam. So what does he mean? Does he mean Yerdei Ayam b'shas the nether? Yerdei Ayam b'shasta chalois haneder. Takel, this is a shaila in oimet hadas. What does a person mean? He's making a neder lachalamet. What is his intent? I mean, later, whatever he thought that I'll be dvom shmalei, but we have to know what is the normal intent of, so this is a shaila in oimet hadas. Fine. We have here a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel in Rabbi Kiva. If an Isha made a neder when she was a Pnuyo, and it should be Tal, when she'll be a nation, she says, he have a Koyach HaFore. So Rabbi Shmuel says, you look by the Chalois HaNeder. Rabbi Kiva says you look b'shas asiyas and that. Now, this machloikis is a halachidika machloikis. The Baal is a koyach hafore. And which nidorim does he have a koyach hafore? The koyach hafore, does he have a koyach hafore in the nidorim that was made b'shusai, or the nidorim that becomes chal b'shusai? This alum the shishayla. Frekt Rav Shmuel, he doesn't understand how the Yerushalmi can put together these two machloikis in. It's mamish sveivel. As I frekt Rav Shmuel, I thought perhaps we could say it's a pelo de kikasha, it's a mer de kikasha. The Gemara says further that Nandafayin Gimelomet Beis, the Gemara says that what a Baal has is bekoyach to be mefer nidra yishtai. The Omar Rav Pinchas Mishmei de Rove kol haneideres al das bailohi neideres. That means that the koyach hafore that a husband has is not a poradume. It works with a hagdome. Neideres al das bailo. Since she's neider al das bailo, so then the Torah gave him a koyach hafore. Now, let's clear a shaila. If an isha makes a neder when she's a pnuyo, that it should be chal when she'll be an ashes ish. Is this neideres al das by law? We have such a musig that an isha is neideres al das by law. So, here bishasta sees a neder, she doesn't have a bow. Bishas the chalois haneder she has about, is this called neideres al das bailo? So could be in Yesod this is the same umdine that Yerushalmi is speaking about. We have an umdine, if a person is making a neder in one's man and it's chal in another's man, is what is the iker? Is the iker bishas hasiyas haneder? And whatever he wants, the Iker is, whatever is connected to this nether is totally in the Shas HaSiyas HaNether, or since it's not going to be Chal now, so all the Dvorim HaMistafim is totally what will be Bishas the Chalais HaNether. So L'Chayre the Shail is, if she's Neideres Al Das Bailo, which this gives him the Koyach HaFore, so Fakert, it could be, this is the same shail of Oymet Hadas. So Memele, so the Yerushalmi was Medame, these two machloikes, it could be that's Pshan Yerushalmi. Let's just finish the Ram. Obishalmi nami borlu be'elu sheyerdim liyam kedei letayel imhein bechlal yerdei hayam eloi. What if you go for a pleasure cruise? So Psaison Teferes Tzion, what's the Shaila? He says, that's not called Yerde Hayam. I mean, Yerde is a Loshin, it's a Yeride. That means, that's, Yerde Hayam means that, that's, that, Teal could be, is not called Yerde Hayam.